We all came with problems, we all had problems. But always think positive and don't give up. Do your prayer. Pray to Allah. Be consistent. Think positive of Allah. How we think of Allah, that's how Allah will bless us. And I'm not just telling you this because it's talk. Because talk is cheap. As I conclude in the 2 minutes, I'll give you my personal example. And I don't tell you this because it's just talk, but I have gone through that. Do you know when I came to America 22 years ago? Nur al-Islam was not a masjid. It was only a piece of land. And when the masjid was built, Brother Azad was a board member, he could tell you. I offered. I never took a salary to be the religious director of there. I offered to clean the toilets and clean the masjid for Juma. You see, I could thank Allah. Today you may see me flying with a brand new Lexus and flying all over the world. For hadith, I proclaim the bounties of Allah because I didn't give up. But it's good to let my youngsters know where I came from. I used to clean toilets and a masjid here for $50 a week, brothers and sisters. Today I stand on a member here as a mirror for $4-5 million property. You don't know what we went through to propagate Islam in this country. I'm not just telling you talk here, but don't get frustrated. $50 a week. Look, he's sitting right here. Ask him. Before Juma, I will go to the masjid early. A lot of you probably don't see me and say, oh, Sheikh Jafar only comes for Salah and he goes in his office. That's what you see now, brothers. I used to help a brother in a dry cleaner for $100 a week. $100 a week so I could serve the masjid and the Muslim community in South Florida for free. Ask him, they never paid me a salary. So don't just watch Alexis and watch me stand here and watch this beautiful Darul Uloom. You don't give up, you don't quit. I had many dunya jobs that came to my door, but every time it came to my door, I said, what happens to Juma on Friday? I said, not really. I said, well, not really too. This is my priority. A lot of people don't understand that. That's where we came from. And listen, it wasn't me alone. I had a wife and 6 children at that time getting $50 a week. When we started Darul Uloom, Brother Azad is here. We started at 12 and 15 people. That was the size of the little room down there. We used to clean the toilets. Sister Veronica is the millionaire and she used to sweep the toilets and clean the toilets. This place was all rough concrete. 12 people. Now the first line alone got 3-4 times the amount of the whole Juma used to be. So don't look at the success and look at Darul Uloom and think that what's going on. We never quit. We never give up. Put our trust in Allah. Because the promise of Allah is that you will succeed if you put your trust in Allah. I didn't want to leave you with this khutbah here and say, well, that's only talk the Sheikh gave us. I went through that. I used to live out of my car. Ask Brother Azad. I didn't have a house here. I didn't have a resident here when I started coming here. Wherever the night took me, I stayed by a friend and somebody until I got an apartment. And I never used to drive a Mercedes car. A Lexus. Somebody gave me a car for free. Maybe $50 was worth the car that time. You know, you could have bought a car for $500. I was driving a car worth $50 that a man gave away from the shop. So don't watch member today. A lot of my youngsters here dream, I want to be like the Sheikh, I want to be on the member, I want to be the Imam. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't just jump like that. We got to go through the sacrifice. Put the tawakkal and trust in Allah. Put the trust in Allah. Have the Iman and faith and Allah will help us inshallah. And I did not. I wanted to give you a personal example. A lot of times you hear Sheikhs and Imam give you nice talk, but when they face the problem, it's a whole different story. I want to let you know I went through it. So whatever problems you have, whatever problems we have, just put your trust in Allah. Allah will give you wadduha, as he swears by the morning sunshine. Don't look at the night, the darkness of the night and things down. Look at the brightness of the morning, how things rise. And that's what Allah has for us. He has promised success. He has promised success. That's what Allah is all about. It is only a test and trial for us. But we will all have our trials in different ways. Some in wealth, some in sicknesses, some in jobs, some in family, some in wife, some in husband, some with neighbors. Whatever it may be. Tawakkal ala Allah. That's the key.